Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures were lower across the board today with corn, beans, and wheat all in the red. December corn futures down 4.5 cents at 378 even, closing a penny off of the low. They've been trading right here in this range for a good while now. It seems like the market has been unable to pick a direction since the end of April and all through this month. Traded as high as about 388 and as low as 368 or so, and we're about right in the middle here at 378. Beans were lower here. November beans were actually making new contract lows for the November contract. Down to 906 is the new contract low. They closed about 10 cents lower, about 908. As those markets or contracts make new low, the trend following funds continue to sell it. So most people are thinking that it will at least go test the $9 mark. And then wheat futures lower as well. Down 7.5 in Chicago, July at 514.5. July Kansas City down 12.25 at 545.5, closed near the low. Not a lot of news to drive the markets either direction. One overall bearish thing is the U.S. dollar index strength today. It was up 98 points here at 96.31, and that's weighing on commodities as a whole.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
There's continued talk of weather problems. It's dry in Russia, dry in Canada, and wet here in the U.S. We've also had the cold weather affecting things here in the United States. Wheat prices, though, today were down, still 60 off the lows, but it hasn't quit raining. We're going to get a lot of rain this weekend, a lot of ponds, lakes, waterways, watersheds filling up. So the drought conditions may have changed, but now we need to get into the field and start harvesting some wheat before we get into some other late harvest type issues like sprout damage, etc. But the big news today out of the government was the on-feed report. It happened 11 a.m. this morning, which was a change of pace. It's normally, of course, at 2 o'clock after the market closes. But we are at 100% of last year on feed at 10.64 million head. Placed in the month of April was the big surprise at 95%. It's about 6% lower than estimated. And then the marketed was right in line with expectations at 92 million head. And then the other thing on the report was the cold storage report. Cold storage was 476 million pounds. We were expecting 476 from the estimates. But from last year was 402 million pounds. So quite a big jump over last year's cold storage.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, at June live cattle down 25 at 152.12. August down 20 at 150.70. August feeder cattle up 127 at 219 even. September up 117 at 218. June lean hogs down 7 at 83.70. July down 25 at 83.60. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 11 and a quarter at 546 and a half. December down 10 and a quarter at 573 and a half. July Chicago wheat down 6 3/4 at 515 1/4. July corn down 5 at 360, and December down 4 1/2 at 377 3/4. July soybeans down 14 1/4 at 924 1/4. November down 11 1/2 at 907. July cotton down 43 at 63.30, and December down 32 at 64.38. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.